Yeah, you veterans know what it can look like when we come into a building and start spreading out. So what you do not want to do is get your stuff and claim a 25-square-foot area all for your own. You want to keep it nice and concise. Okay, you got your sleeping gear laid out. You got your duffel bag at the top or bottom of it. And don't spread out much farther than that. Okay? We have available for us the pool, which has showers. Tell us about that.
Okay, so as far as I know, the pool is open as soon as we want to use it. There are showers also at the pool. So I would recommend if whatever you do tonight, get a shower, whether you do it here or over at the pool. If you're going to swim, I'd recommend you use the showers at the pool. If you don't plan to swim, use the showers here. That'll help spread things out. It's 20 to 6. I would say we've got till around 7 o'clock, but after 7, we probably are going to have to, by 7:15, we should probably be regrouped, and by 7:30, we've got to be down at the Knights of St. John's for dinner. So we don't have a lot of time.
Okay.
What are we going to wear?
We're going to wear the...
It's pretty close, so I'll get you there.
Okay. In a moment, I'll tell you how to get your bags, but when you are choosing what to wear tonight, since we're going out together and appearing together, you're going to wear your blue T-shirts, the Blue Disciples T-shirts. What you wear in the bottom, okay, that's your choice, but the Blue Disciples T-shirts. How are we going to unload the truck? Well, there's lots of ways to do it, and we are going to start off with a fire line. Okay, fire line means that some people are in the truck and they are taking things off and handing it and you're passing it down. The fire line is going to come all the way inside. But don't put stuff out here where people are going to sleep. Instead, put it in the aisle. Okay? And if you see yours come by, that's okay. Just keep on passing until the whole truck is cleared out and then you can begin to claim your spaces. Any questions? Comments?
I've got one more announcement. Yeah.
Couple things for, and you may do it later, right? And if I do, tell me shut up, please. I'm used to it. are we going to wear these tomorrow?
I was just going to say that. We are going to wear our disciple jersey again, so it's a ritual. Oh, yeah. Now, it's scientific proof that the fire retardant chemical that they have in this new material will neutralize the stink for at least 24 more hours. So that's why we do it. And then we will wash them and maybe do it when we go through Pittsburgh. So, you know, you can wash it if you want in the restrooms, just in a sink. Or some people actually take their shower in it and clean it that way. You can do that and then take it off. It's a little hard. It clings to you and stuff. You can do whatever you want. But
the problem is where they're going to hang it.
Where are you going to hang it if you wash it? So your bike is a clothesline. There's several places around here, but it might not dry to your specifications. In fact, nothing in laundry or drying might be what you're used to.
Do not hang your stuff in the restrooms. Okay?
Hang in your 6x3 space, right? Is that the military spacing standard?
You can find stuff around the periphery somewhere to hang it. That's fine, but not in the restrooms. Keep those clear.
It's got to be squeezed out. Yeah. We don't want, like, puddles of water.
Because that means the morning cleanup crew has more work to do. Who's on morning cleanup crew? Raise your hands. Okay, in fact, stand up, please. Seriously, stand up. Morning cleanup.
Okay, more and more announcements today, and we're going to sign off.
You like them?